Show. I'm your host, Little Mo.
And it's your co-host, comedian Skeet Carter.
And it's your co-host, TK Kirkland.
Yeah. What do the T and the K stand for?
Terrence? T to the motherfucker K.
Yeah. It don't stand for like...
No, Terrence. Terrence Kirkland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one R, three E's.
Okay.
It's like a reverend name.
Yeah, it is a reverend name. Yeah, you ain't, you know, it's not a reverend name. But I just follow his momentum.
TK Kirkland, because
he's hilarious. So I follow his momentum so the jokes don't sting too much.
Got you. So them motherfuckers just don't be lingering and be like.
Funny shit. I got to be on him.
He be in his bag from time to time. We're just going to jump right into it because since you have so much personality, we got so many things to talk about.
Yes.
We want to get straight into the internet. Don't lie.
Who told y'all to do that?
That's our song.
Really?
Because it's called The Internet Don't Lie. Because people, you know, when they put it on the internet, that means it's the truth.
Right.
Sometimes I have to log on the internet and find out what the fuck I be doing.
Right.
Because I was like, oh shit, I know that.
Right.
I didn't know until I see it. You know, once they put it on the internet.
I read something about you. How many babies you have?
All total?
Yeah.
That I gave birth to?
Yes.
Five.
Yeah, I said, she like fucking. That's what I said when I saw it.
But ain't none of them out of wedlock, so I think, like, I canceled, like, because what it is because I was married a couple of times, so I divorced them.
You ever had an abortion?
No. Actually, I had to get a medically induced one because I had five cesarean sections.
Right.
It's like, it was super high risk because my son wasn't even one.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you couldn't have had it just through your vagina?
I don't want to. I don't want nothing coming out of my coochie.
Okay,
I
so that would change everything?
No, I can't.
Let me ask you a question. You had your baby the first time through your vagina. Do you think that would shut everything down for the other four?
I couldn't have one.
I'm saying, honestly, if you could have. Like, it would have been so painful. Do you think you could have did that four more times? See, because that's easy. That's an easy way out.
I don't want nothing coming out of my purse. I don't know. Which, if you have a baby through your pee hole, would you?
No,
it's two different things.
Could you? But
because
a hole is a hole.
It's like psychologically to hear that is fucking mental torture.
Because some people have to get a PCI where they have to cut from the coochie.
No, I think that's fucking horrible that you would even allow. A baby coming through the little penis. Well, like, I'm feeling that. And I want to punch you.
But we do have babies coming out of our penis, though.
Technically.
Technically. A thousand of them. It's just that one, they just accept one.
Yeah, we didn't
only one
get caught up there.
Yeah, that's lit. That motherfucker went just bust on through.
That's hilarious. We about to have fun, y'all.
Let's go to the internet because we have to send
condolences. Now, I got one more question.
All right.
So where did you get that outfit from? Like,
when
you saw this, because this is nice.
Thank you.
But when you saw that...
Mm-hmm.
Did you
really
say, yo, I got to get that motherfucker right there? Or they just gave it to you to wear?
Keep telling where I get my clothes from. People just be sending me stuff.
Usually they make her something together.
If I put you in touch with a woman and she got some fly shit, will you promote her stuff on your show?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. That's Tiffany Rose right there. We're gonna hook her clothes up with
you. Okay, no, definitely.
She's gonna send you an outfit.
Hey.
Yeah, she's balling for her age.
Because I don't want to.
She's 22. She just looked grown.
Skeet is 23. He just looked like, get out.
Oh, my gosh.
I take a picture. Watch him. Get out. Get out.
That's my dude right there. Okay, I'm messing with y'all. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, but we have to, because we have, all right, let's just be serious for 2 seconds.
I'm trying to be serious
because it's certain things that I don't understand. So we have to send our condolences to the families and those that have lost loved ones in Florida at the school shooting.
Yes.
But one of the questions that I always had, and we had in my household, because now they started the Never Again movement, which is everything is a hashtag movement.
Right, right.
So with that being said, it's like the guy that was a shooter, 19-year-old, he was a former student there. So I don't know if he was bullied or whatever the case may be, because they're trying to figure it out. I'm just like, as soon as you get in there shooting, I don't understand how they carried him out and allowed him to be handcuffed.
I agree. I saw that.
Like,
that was crazy.
You feel me?
Yes.
And
they didn't shoot him, they didn't beat him up.
They didn't beat him the fuck up.
Nothing.
They didn't stick nothing in his ass.
Right.
Remember the boy out here in New York, Amadou Diallo, they stuck a plunge up his ass.
Yeah, that was sad.
Up his ass.
And they always find an excuse when it's, you know.
When it's the brights.
Yeah.
But the reason why I say that, because why is it with those schools, there's no metal detectors, there's no, you got to swipe to get into school. But the hood schools is metal detectors,
it's
security,
sure
is lunch ladies, somebody auntie always, you don't go here. Why?
I don't know personally why, but I do know that he wasn't even allowed to carry a book bag on campus because he was known for...
You see him? Like, he looked weird.
Most white kids look weird.
I judge books by covers sometimes,
like,
and
I'm
he
really
looks weird.
I'm really uncomfortable now, and I'm much older than y'all, but whenever I see white people, I walk across the street... when I'm on the elevator, I'm extremely comfortable. If I see them in my neighborhood and I peep out the window, I have the cops come by and say, this white boy is walking through my neighborhood. I'm extremely uncomfortable. I'm nervous. And this is the approach you have to take now in life, you know, because they trying to say it's the Muslims.
And I'm Muslim, so that's why I'm just like.
That's causing a terrorist act. That's it's right. The white. Matter of fact, we need to get all the white people together in an armory and ban them, hold them hostage until we figure this shit out. We need to know what's going on in their motherfucking life.
That's
scaring us. Because this is insane. They go to Vegas. You go to Vegas to gamble and strip. They shooting out the motherfucking window.
I stayed in that hotel. They've changed that floor from the 13th to the 17th. No, from the whatever the floor number that was that man was on. Because I tried to stand at an angle and just like, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me this motherfucker carried all these guns in here, shot through this bitch because they showed me where the concert was. Right. And now they had to change the floor numbers because people wanted to know what room, you know, right. Who you think was nosy, want to stay, I want to stay in the room with the man.
Right.
Yep. But you know what's crazy is maybe it's just me. Even when I was walking out of the halls, I was just like, it was just an eerie feeling. I'm not trying to be like spooky, but it's just like, yo, like all these cameras and all this shit that they got, they could see. True. You could, he carried, what was that? Did he have an AR-15 or he had, whatever he had, they carry as newsy as the motherfuckers be. That's you so ain't true. See this motherfucker carrying a damn Osama bin Laden shit?
That's true. And,
like, come on.
Because I stay there from time to time, every other year during the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And when I go there, I pay for the cannabis, the tent, and all that kind of stuff, right?
Because it's lit.
And when I leave, I say it wasn't me. So if I do that and they could watch me and say, yo, that was really you, they sold this motherfucker bringing the guns up.
They said he been had the rooms. And
yeah, he had the room for two weeks. Like,
when he bought a piece at a time. I know you can put weapons together, but yeah. Like,
then they found the man that sold him the bullets. So you can find all the stuff out, but you ain't know, like, all right, this motherfucker buying bullets this size. So you mean to tell me y'all wait till after he shoot everything up? Then they say he killed himself and he may have had help. I don't know. Something just sounds fishy.
What's crazy about that? Why shoot at the concert?
Right.
Maybe Fergie was singing. I think Fergie might have been singing the anthem.
Maybe he didn't like the music. Like I'm tired of this shit. It could have been another target. Because when you really look at the strip and drive, it's other things that happen.
Yeah.
When I go to sleep at a hotel and you make your fucking noise, I'm calling security.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that day, he was irritated. He's looking out the window, going back and forth, and said, why is all these motherfuckers out there
pondering.
Making noise? And he cracked the window.
The window don't even open. He shot through that bitch.
And that's a thick-ass window.
And the wind, all right, the level, everything has to be taken in consideration when you're shooting, especially with that type of artillery. Right. Like, something just ain't adding up. The wind alone, he just was like,
when you saw the gold curtain come out the window.
Yeah.
When that curtain came out and was... Exactly. That right there should have been a signal.
Oh, excuse me.
It's crazy. You can't make sense of a situation that don't make sense.
You're right.
That's so true.
You
I like the way you
stressing
put
that. You like we never gonna find out what really.
But
happened.
I'm one of those people that try to figure it out because I watch so much like CSI, 48 Hours, Snapped. I watch Lifetime. Right. I Fix My Life and shit.
Do you ever think you could be on one of them shows?
No, because I have no chill, so I would probably bust out, start laughing, like. Yeah, I just got laugh too much. I laugh at funerals. Everything is funny to me.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's hilarious. Like, everything is funny to me. Like, even when I'm serious, I'll find a way to make something comedic out of it. Because I'm just like,
that's a true comedian.
But no, I also could take a joke. Like, you know, motherfuckers, like, they can't take jokes. They talk about people all day.
Right.
And then somebody says something like, what, bitch? You want to catch these hands?
Right.
Bitch, I would shoot the shit out of you. So
you go straight to violence. We just talking about this shit.
Fuck that. No, because niggas is crazy. The world is crazy. Everybody's getting sued. Everybody's on the damn thing. Omar Epps, remember he played Q in Juice. That's what everybody
Yes.
Married to the girl. From Totem.
Right.
But listen, nice what he's couple. Getting sued for. Yeah. They've been married forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was an actress. You ever saw the movie Shooter
with
him? All right. Him and Ryan Felipe, but they did a show called Shooter. No, he wasn't in the movie. He was on the show.
The show.
Ryan Felipe.
It's good.
But that shit is lit. Uh-huh. So it was a scene that he had with an actress. She claims that he broke her arm. She was supposed to be getting murdered by Epps in the movie, and I guess he got... in the character and threw her form out with full force and it broke it. So she's suing Epps, Paramount Pictures. Needless to say, she's probably not going to ever get any work again. Because why would you sue them? Right. Like, shit happens. Ain't that what you signed those papers on?
How many years ago was this?
This was in 2016.
Wow. And then she waited that long?
Yeah, just like all these
years. You have 2 years to claim. You know about lawsuits?
I thought it was like years. Statute of limitations for...
I've been falling all over country. I've been waiting 2 years. I'm getting,
but no, that's crazy.
2 years is up. I'm going to hit them.
They make us... All right, I was on Love. I signed on to Love & Hip Hop New York, but we have to sign so many clauses because you're like some a type of liability insurance. So right. Shouldn't she be suing the insurance company? I'm pretty sure she had to sign off on some paperwork. Probably, why are you suing Omar Epps?
She did her own stunt, so right?
It wasn't, yeah, and it wasn't intentional.
You could, sometimes when you're smart, you got a good attorney. You go where you can get the money. They can either say yes or they can say no.
But she's asking for damages for pain and suffering. Future medical costs as well.
That's 2 years. Yeah, that's the move. She probably won't get none of that, but you got to do all that. She should have said she broke her back or hurt her foot.
I'd have said that I was pregnant and the big, like, mental anguish.
Yeah. Yeah, you really got to take it all the way.
I'm trying to figure out, like, all of these lawsuits that are coming out from everything from this to the sexual harassment. Have you ever been, like, in any lawsuits or stuff like that?
No, let me explain something.
Like, what's
to
the
you?
Tea? Like,
I think they're doing this to everybody that can't whoop, no, they know they ain't going to whoop their ass. I talk about this all the time. You let anybody in my last 30 years of earth come and say, TK touched me, and we go to trial, I bet you the bitch come up missing. It'll never happen.
That's some Philly shit right there. Where you from?
I'm from Jersey City.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's damn near.
Yeah,
real.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the bitch coming
crazy.
Up missing.
Right.
You got 8 hours. I don't want to hear it. Don't talk about you went home and spoke to your parents, and they talked you into it. You got to be woman enough to know.
But that bitch ain't say nothing about taking a sitz bath or like, oh.
Yeah, 30 years later.
Yeah, like
so
this.
You get 2 years for breaking your arm, but you got only 8 hours for.
Yeah, 8 hours.
Because she doesn't.
Because that's sexual harassment. Charge. That's sexual lawsuit.
That's why I'm just like, how many cases would I have pending if I really start telling on these niggas?
And you know what's so crazy?
Like, hey, it comes with the territory.
Most Afro-American women, except that lady who tried to get Clarence Thomas.
Anita Hill. Yeah.
That's the only black woman in history ever to claim sexual harassment that we truly know about. Most women
about...
know they was hoes back in the day.
You're right.
So that's why they take it. Like, you know what? I did show a little titty.
you know
I showed a little ass. No,
the
not
chick
show
that
a little
said
ass.
Tupac had smack. I was just like, Tupac don't have to take no pussy from nobody. And then when I saw what she looked at like, I was just like, bruh. Like
she should have kept that.
Yeah, you don't like, bring that out.
Like, yeah, like, she should have kept that.
Talk about we was grinding on a dance floor, and he dug in my underwear. I'm like, right. First of all,
did dick though?
He dug in her underwear.
Yeah, she said that. That's
well,
the word she used.
I don't know. Just the way she looked, just seemed like that's what she was saying.
Can you get a check
and when you
for
get that,
why is she still doing interviews? And he been dead for like almost 30
years. Yeah, no, that's the first interview because I was on Vlad TV. He said he held on to that for a while, and when the sexual harassment thing came out, he just thought it was a good time to release it. He did it like 6 months ago. But anyway, she's probably married, got a boyfriend, got kids. Why would you even say that to anybody to bring that on? Now, because your man, if he loved you, you know how weak motherfuckers are.
It's just certain shit that I'm not even talking about.
Weak men going to be like, going to be looking at you at dinner talking about, you fuck motherfucking Tupac, bitch.
You know how many bitches want to fuck Tupac, bitch?
Yeah, yeah, now the whole relationship is over because you brought that
and
up.
With some dead dick. That's what I'm saying. What's the point of bringing up dead dick?
Right, exactly.
And messing up the real dick
your
you got
real
in the
relationship.
Right.
That's a waste
now
of dick.
Now you got a dick drought at the home.
Now you can't watch Jews Above the Rim.
Right.
You can't listen to Dead Mama. This bitch the fuck that
she done messed it up. And that's what you got to think about, the consequences.
That's speaking of consequences, all right, so we talked about what Russell Simmons. Who else like got hit? Do you think Bill Cosby feels better now that some of the heat is taken off of him?
Yeah, he went and did stand-up and everything. Not too
long Bill Cosby got to feel a little better, but also it's a catch-22.
How?
Because now that people are coming out,
yeah,
he goes back to court in April.
Yeah.
That can go against him. Because the waters is warm.
And but he didn't rape nobody, right? They just said he popped a little Percocet.
But if these women are going back 30-something years and these other people are like losing their jobs and everything, now it gives them credibility to Bill Cosby. But all Bill Cosby got to do is do what he did last time, walking like he was blind, trip a little bit,
big
case
ass sweater, and we lit.
Case the, he walked in there and he tripped. And I was there because I heard he said, I'm about to act like I'm tripping. Catch me. And the motherfucker tripped, and they caught him. And then 2 hours later, Case dismissed.
He
was
on
out
the
of
news,
there.
Though. He did it so people could see
it. He did
it
on the news. He sure did.
Because he had one of them eyes like the dudes
Bill
with Wakanda.
Bill Cosby ain't been blind since the trial.
But I thought he was in Black Panther.
Yo,
with the
Bill Cosby was blind through the trial. Bill Cosby doing shows now. Ain't nobody saying
that nigga
shit about him being blind.
Yeah, he gotta go to court. He gonna hold those right. arm. I just seen him.
But people was like, everybody knew when them chicks was going back to the house. You knew what tight time it was. But he's been married ever since. He's been Bill Cosby. He was America's. I think what hurt everybody most is because everybody looked up to him because of the Cosby Show.
But you got to know about his wife.
What's she talking?
She into that. She,
I was about to say,
she be sending the nigga out to do it.
Because she was like, rapist, no. A creep or a liar, yes.
Yeah. Because she's tired all the time. She's like, baby.
Camille.
Yeah, Camille. Dog. Camille was like, Bill, you want some extra pussy? I'm tired.
Damn.
Go on and get some. I'll be here when you get back.
Who ordered the pills, though? Who was getting the
pills? She ordered the pills because they ain't going to ask her for ID. She looked like a nurse.
He was the doctor.
Don't Camille look like a nurse?
She looked like a nice nurse. She looked like a pediatric nurse.
She got nurse outfits in her closet. Like, if they go do an investigation, we found the missing doctor, the doctor tops.
She was the pharmacist.
She might have perks, oxys, all types. Who else is on the list of, like, because people is really losing their jobs. Somebody, like, people have been stepping down, and it's all of these higher-ups. Then that man that was, like, had security clearance.
All this time, we was looking in the wrong closet.
And it was Camille.
It was Camille.
It was her, and they was blaming it on Bill.
Yeah, it was her.
The whole time.
She was tired.
Y'all was looking on the right side of the closet. It was on the left.
But who else? It was like something else came out. Somebody said, the chick that used to be with, I think, Richard Pryor, she was like, oh, that nigga was with everybody. Like,
Yeah, that's so true. Because like, they was talking about Richard, but they was like, Bill Cosby was with everybody.
Yeah.
Yep, sure did. I remember that.
Well, so what's up with this comedian shit?
He shows a lot of fucking not to be cussing. He wouldn't say a cuss word on stage.
But that's the people who normally get all the coochie.
What?
The people that you don't think getting the Bill Cosby, the Tiger Woods, them type of people, Kobe Bryant. They look at me and think I'm a player, I'm a hoe. Yeah. But them the dudes that's getting it, I'm over here innocent. Kobe Bryant was gangster.
How did he redeem after that butthole situation?
He bought that girl that $4 million ring.
Mm-hmm. She like
that's
carrots.
I don't know.
No, she sold herself to the devil, but it was a $4 million ring.
So you mean to tell me now if my husband raw somebody in their ass and then come back and say sorry, I'm sorry.
Right, like, I totally agree.
That, to me, that's a whole you committed the complete. So he could say sorry with a ring after that infidelity, but Ray Rice can't play in the league in the NFL no more just because he just mushed a bitch.
No, he didn't mush her. He knocked her the fuck out, and she fell. On the elevator, and they didn't get him for the knockout. You know what they got him for?
For the drag.
When the elevator closed and hit her ankles and didn't close all the way.
I did not see the ankle.
If you see the knockout, when that bitch fell out.
And you know what's crazy?
The door was about to close, right? And it kept hitting her leg. And it kept opening.
Do you
and
think
because
some
other people couldn't catch the elevator.
That didn't give me first fight tees. That gave me they be rumbling at the house.
Yeah, that's not their first time.
I think everybody fights.
No, I can't fight a woman.
You don't fight chicks?
Nah.
I can't fight mine because he's a professional boxer, so
I can't fight a woman.
I'll stab the
like
shit
me and my girl now, when she gets angry, I don't see her for 3 weeks because I'll be wanting to knock her ass out. So in order to protect us from going to court, I need to breathe because you're about to get fucked up.
You talk so
I don't argue.
The way you talk,
you
talk real slow.
Yeah, I talk real.
So
I slow
cool.
the pace down in the room.
So how do you
took a zanny? Like you?
No. I just in my DNA.
Like you don't get lit. Be like, I'll kill everybody
in
this bitch.
To even act like that is just beneath the way I move.
I know that's lit. Like a lot of people should take that honestly into consideration of doing, because people be lit, and I say I think they just doing that for Instagram because you ain't gonna do.
Yeah,
shit
I can't
in real
do
life.
That. Like even raising my voice gives me a headache.
Damn.
I can't do
that. When your birthday?
April 3rd. Even when I have sex, I'm quiet. I'm like, hey, baby, how you doing? Everything is good. Is that thing good? That thing good, baby?
He giving out quiet, dude.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, you know, like the B-side of the song, the fast songs back in the day? I'm that B-side.
You just gave away your age.
Yeah, I'm an OG. I'm a triple OG.
Because Skeet swear he in his 20s. But Chris Rock.
Yes.
Yo, did he have a scandal? He had a scandal. Him and his wife that day, because they used to look alike. They finally divorced, right?
Yeah, they divorced. I don't think Chris was in scandal.
I think it was the cheating joint. That's why he did that. I think
did he really cheat?
That's what they had said. You know, the internet.
Chris, who fucked Chris?
The one with his hand be like this.
Yeah.
Everybody, because he got money.
He
just looked like Pookie to me all day. Like,
wow. That goes to show you, I mean, just like men
people
fuck
have
anything.
No morals,
and
no
I love Chris Rock.
Nah, he's a bull.
But someone to really fuck Chris Rock.
He funny.
He was married.
Yeah, I know he was married.
And she loved him because
wow.
That's a sight.
He was trying to bag somebody. He was trying to get. He was trying to bag Rihanna, I believe. He went out on a date with her or something like that.
Wow. Okay,
that's
so
what he did?
After divorce, he was married for 18 years. Chris Rock wanted to get back. You know, he wanted to throw that dick around a little bit. So on his new Netflix special, Tambourine. What do Tambourine got to do with? Is he?
Yeah, that's the name of the special, right?
But why?
I saw that. I have no idea either.
Okay, so he revealed that at one point after his divorce, he had made an attempt to flirt with Rihanna. What is it about Rihanna that all these niggas think that they could get her?
Rihanna got some nice titties and nice ass, but what I always try to tell people in my podcast and try to teach men about beauty and whatever, know who you trying to fuck before you try to get. And this is the cause, this is the problem.
Is she hard to get, or is like, what is it like?
I don't know. I think any woman can get. Gotten. You know, your vocabulary got to be right. And you got the way you move and the way you smell. And you got to be at the right place. Things I teach these young kids.
Wait, what does the smell have to do with it? Because there's a lot of niggas I know be musty.
No, then you're like, you never going to get a girl if you musky.
No, these rappers be smell like balls, butt, breath,
yeah, that's because they probably got a cold. Their nose is probably stuffed up. and it's the fall. You got to give them a pass. It's the fall right now. You got to give them. But smelling good is everything. You know, that's why before you even start having sex, you got to be qualified. You got to at least have $25,000 in your account before you even say hello to a woman. Just like
Rihanna or just a woman, period?
Period.
Because these niggas, they said the Instagram is a lot because these niggas is broke. And
I'm trying to change that. That's why with my TK Kirkland podcast, my show is really getting into men's asses because I'm tired of them slinging dick and broke. I'm tired of them approaching women and broke or telling a female, I can flip your taxes. And these hoes believe them. They got PhDs and master's degree, but you let a young man with an eighth grade education
give you
out of your taxes.
But
yeah,
I heard it's the broke niggas, they the ones that know how to sling the dick right. The guys that got money don't know how to fuck.
Well, that's true, but you gotta have a guy that can sling dick on the side and keep you a nigga that's really doing it. Or you get someone from me, like I'm from the streets.
Okay.
You know, I came up slinging dick in my younger days. You know, I'm
so
older
like
now.
So, like, how people sling dick?
Yeah, I slanged it.
Slung.
Like, right now.
Dick was slung.
20 years ago, if I took this, everybody in this motherfucker would have to hit the floor. But now, I'm older. I respect myself. I respect my body. I work out. I'm taking vitamins. I'm drinking juice early
in
the morning.
Hey, you got a Netflix special?
Yeah, that's coming up in April.
All right, because we got to take a quick break.
No, I can't take a break.
Well, they said we have to.
No, I can't take a break.
Because I want to talk about Monique. We'll be right
back. Monique.
It's a little motion.
my loves, act like you didn't hear that.
It's your boy, C. Carter, the co-host of the Little Mo Show podcast, encouraging everybody to pick up a copy of the tell-all book, Tame a Little Mo, right now. It's available on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the Little Mo Show. It's your girl, Little Mo.
And it's your boy, Ski Carter.
And it's T to the motherfucking K.
Hey, man, this is T to the motherfucking K right here. I don't know, like...
Reverend Kirkland.
We got to get into, like, you know, who this guy is right here, man.
No, he just said, fuck Monique. I want to know why you said that.
But we're going to get into that, too, because you... How long you been doing comedy? How long you been
Since
in this
1985.
Game?
Do you consider yourself a comedian? Because you're a realist to me. And you just say things that are funny.
Yeah, I don't know. How can I explain my situation?
Because everybody's a comedian nowadays.
They try to be.
Yeah.
This guy, he did something that nobody ever did. Like, who did you tour with? Who did you tour with as a comedian? And they were...
I was NWA's opening act.
NWA. The
NWA. The Cash Money Millionaires, Baller Blocking.
Damn.
He was in the 50 Cent video.
Window Shopper. Damn. I did it all. AMG, Bitch Better Have My Money, wrote lyrics, comedy skits
but
for all of them.
You got to realize, a lot of these concerts, people just standing up and they go, he's telling jokes at a concert where people...
And rocking.
People don't even...
NWA, everybody used to come there to say, fuck the police and
right.
throw shit.
So you think they wanted to hear what a comedian had to say?
That's
but
crazy.
He was rocking out.
Did they do your piece on the movie?
No, they didn't. And the thing, and Ice Cube did it his way, which was cool.
Okay.
Because I was there when he left the group, you know, and that kind of stuff. It was because it was $75,000. He should have got much more money than that because the album took off. But he did it from his way. So it was a lot of things they could have put in there. You know, like when we first went on tour, we was on the flight leaving Los Angeles to go to Arizona. And this one, we had boom boxes back then.
And what's a boom box for this young generation?
Yeah, boom
boxes
when you had, no headphones.
It's a big ass iPod.
And the bigger the boom box.
With music coming out of it. That's what the shit that is.
It's an iPod with speakers.
And Dr. Dre had music playing. And the flight attendant said, "Sir, you have to cut that off." And Dre said, "Fuck you, bitch." And she said, "Okay." 5 minutes later, you heard the pilot say, "Please fasten seatbelts. We make an emergency landing." And they dropped our ass off in Arizona and left us there.
Wow.
That should have been the intro.
I'm surprised the lady ain't come out the woodwork and trying to sue Dr. Dre for saying, "Fuck you, bitch," for emotional distress.
Right, exactly.
Pain and suffering, mental anguish.
It was a lot of
embarrassment, humiliation. She can't get sleep.
It was over 2 years ago. Now she got to take it. Got to be dick involved for it to be longer.
Right.
You're right.
And
dick and a perk.
That was my first time finding out about groupies. Because all my
groupies
life.
Groupies are now thoughts.
Yeah. Because all my life, I always had a bad bitch breathing on me. I'm just that type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I pulled a girl in Kansas City.
Yeah. What's out there?
It was Kansas City. And I'm always, back then, I always wanted to fly a motherfucker somewhere.
Yeah.
So I got this girl. We shopping. At 6 o'clock, I got to be at the venue.
Okay.
So she's still getting dressed, and I go to the venue. I know it's late. Like, she ain't there yet.
Okay.
So finally, she comes, no problem. Later that night, by 2 o'clock in the morning, I get this knock on the door. It's Eazy-E. Oh. Eazy says, "TK, come here. Come here, come here, come here." I go outside. He said, "Yo, Ren fucked your girl while you was on stage." And Eazy falls on the fucking floor and is rolling down the hall. A true story.
Yo.
So me having that gangster in me, I go back in the room. I said, "Yo, I heard that you fucked Ren." I packed the shit, put out in the hallway. And to this day, when I see Ren, that's the first nigga that ever got me. And I think about that all the fucking time. And this happened in 1988. And I swear, yo, I can't get mad at him, but that's the only nigga that ever got me.
But yeah, how did he bag that fast? Like, you working and she up there.
He bagged her. I don't know how it went down, but that got to be right now in my book, the smoothest nigga that ever came across.
Who was the smoothest nigga?
I am the smoothest. Officially.
Officially.
Yeah. Officially. But that nigga got me.
But after that, like, did you talk to the girl anymore? Or she?
No,
they said, like, these niggas be acting like that they don't talk to the girl no more, but they, this nigga, I'm the one, he can't never let go.
The thing about men, something in the water that's happened in the last 20 years.
Men
have gotten so weak and so passive.
Do you think it's for the lack of fathers being in their life?
It's a combination of all these type of things.
They said under father over mother.
But at the end of the day, you're a man.
Yeah.
And people know right and wrong and know how to be strong.
Yeah.
And that, regardless of who raised you or how that moves, it comes with your DNA as a man. And people want handouts and want people to feel sorry for them.
Sounds like you're talking about Monique. Is that a sub?
Well, no, I have nothing against Monique. Matter of fact, I really think Monique is entitled to whatever she thinks she's doing.
You've been in this game for a while. I'm not going to say you father people. You're the one of the underground kings of comedy. They say the gangster, the comedy. You run the show when you're on the show. And you've been in the game, and you witnessed a lot of people, you know, get to higher levels in comedy. Or have you have anything to do with some of these people's careers? And if so, like, you give us a name of a few people.
Well, here's the thing. I've been dropping names for years, and now that I'm getting my shine, we're going to put a stop to saying people's names because I'm coming in. I'm coming to get everything I thought I could have.
Right. Okay.
But what I do like is all the people that I put on, which is a lot. I think I made more millionaires than Lotto. You know, Jay-Z had in his song. That's me, for real. I made more. To have a young man like this brother who's under my wing, Yeah. I remember he got the show, and I explained to him how to negotiate his deal. Yeah. I asked him, was he fucking you? And if he was fucking you, family, to get more money. And he explained to me that y'all was friends.
No, I said, but everybody thinks that when they see me with a dude, when I was working with Fab, they got to be fucking. I just have that chemistry. I'm like a nigga with
okay,
a vagina.
Okay, I just want to continue my story.
Yeah.
All right. So.
And that's the Little Mo Show from. No. That's real game though, because a lot of people, just like how we said about Monique, you could tell when somebody's being fucked because somebody always gonna fuck up. So it's just like you gotta know how to differentiate business and
it's
personal.
To the people listening, show business, 10% yes. show, 90% business. And for most comedians, this is why I fell in love with this brother.
Yeah.
He handles his deals. Where most loyal. Comedians don't know how to handle a deal. They don't know how to get money.
I know.
You understand what I'm saying? You got to know how to get money in order to last. I've been doing this for so long. I just know how to get money. If it's a dollar on the table, I'm getting 99 cents. I don't care what they do with that penny, but I know I'm getting 99 cents.
Hey, you hear that, man? This is straight out of the horse's mouth.
Did you just call him the horse?
No, he said the horse's mouth.
I know.
Okay. You always trying to start something.
No, that's how the internet do, because they'll take that sound bite and be like, oh, my God.
Has anybody ever said you had strong arms, though?
Yeah.
Your arms are strong. Like, no, you in shape.
Thank you. Who did you? Work out. I was going to get some.
Show him this arm. Show the camera this arm. This one over here. He said she looked like AI from the shoulders down.
Why did you say my tattoos?
No, you got like the tone of your arms, like the length of your arms, like you got strong hands, like you'll knock a motherfucker out.
You look
like
I can't fight.
Yeah, I got
some bitches I'm about to knock out. Yeah, because I'm not pregnant right now.
You said
so.
You look like the
you pregnant?
Answer.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. You said you love. What did you say? I heard pregnant though.
No, because you know, bitches. Like, soon as I had this baby, I'm gonna punch this bitch in the
How
face.
How old are you?
For real?
Yeah.
How old you think? I've been in the game for 20 years.
Okay, 63.
God damn. Yeah.
Mother's not even 63. Wow.
Because of your elbows. Your elbows look.
He's the
Yo, I needed this left. You stupid.
Your elbows are strong.
Skin your left a little bit too hard. Yo, you about to bust out that shirt.
He said, your elbows are 63.
Get him too.
No, but that's funny. I ain't never. Now look at your elbows. And they do.
Well, how old is Skeet? Because he said he 32.
No, that's my man. You know who? You know who can go talk? No, this is Al Roper's son. So you can't talk to him.
Yo,
this is my dude right here. But yo, whenever time I see him, I think of the weather because Al Roper and him.
No, he said he didn't want to wear this shirt because it looked like he going to a baby shower.
No, he's successful. Like for someone to be making a few dollars that he's making, he looked like 1.7 million every time I see him.
Now, that nigga, he
you
gonna,
see
he
his coat collection?
Yes. He took all his clothes and he added fur.
This nigga coat collection. For a nigga to be a 20-naire. This nigga is a 20-naire. His coat collection is 1.7 motherfucking million. I'm not bullshitting. Oh, Google this nigga.
Yo, what?
This nigga combing up coats.
Yo, what's up, Woody?
Oh shit!
You got your Netflix special. Woo. When can we catch that?
Yo, if you got motherfucking Netflix,
no, it's out now. It's out now because
no,
I
we shooting it April 1st.
I keep on seeing
we shooting it April 1st. And stop moving your arm like that now.
No, because
every time you do that, I think of 63. Stop.
No, they say because all I see is Dave Chappelle. That's the only one I see on there. They act like he's the spokesperson for black comedians, and I'm like, do you think he's funny?
Is your arm down?
Yeah, it's down.
Okay. Yeah.
No, this one up.
Okay. What's that? I think all of them are funny.
No, for real.
No, I really think that.
Do you think Kevin Hart's funny?
Kevin, let me explain to you. That got me in a situation. Okay, I'm older than that. I got to catch my breath.
You need a paper bag?
No.
I don't want you to have a heart attack because you was on tour.
Okay, come on. All right. Kevin Hart, to me, wasn't really a funny comedian.
Mm-hmm.
He was a wonderful guy. I know Kevin.
Okay.
So when the internet. 3 years ago, and I went on Breakfast Club and talked about it. The shit went viral.
Yeah. They take a clip.
It also made me fucking famous at the same time because people loved me after that.
Okay.
So, excuse me. With Kevin Hart, Kevin Hart is what you call a situation comedian, and he's good for the generation now. It's like how LeBron is a great ball player for his generation.
But he's not Jordan.
So it's not to
everybody
devalue what I said, because I'm just a real motherfucker. I think the Dave Chappelle's are hilarious. I think the Chris Rocks, they got their own lane. The about this business is creating your own lane. And when you create your own lane and nobody's in your lane, as long as you grind and work hard, and this is what I try to teach the young comedians, whoever, no, not I don't teach everybody this. Okay. I teach certain people this. And the people who work for the D.L. Hughley, who I mentor for years, and Mike Epps, I taught all of them how to grind, get the paper, never stop working. And this is what I'm teaching him.
Yeah.
So I had to wait for my success because of the internet, podcasts. The people who I knew since they was young, the Charlemagne the Gods and all that kind of stuff. Because the last 3 or 4 years, I can't walk down the street now because of these type of shows. Okay. Now people are really seeing, yo, this really the dude. Yeah. So I'm just gonna take this opportunity, do what I always wanted to do years ago, and just ride out into the sunset. That's all.
And what can we expect? What are the things you got coming out so the people can know everything?
Follow me on Instagram at TK_Kirkland. I'm going to repeat it. TK_Kirkland. And some of y'all can't spell, so let me spell it out. KIRKLAND. Yeah. Not KIURLUN. No. And check me out, and all my stories will be on there, because one thing about this business, you could put your love out into the universe, and somebody in that screen, someone watching right now, is like, oh, I hate that motherfucker.
Yeah, that shit
I don't want him to win, so I'm not going to give it to you.
So why you got your arm up? Better than conversation. Why you got your arm up now?
Because I'm successful.
He said, I do.
You heard what I said? I'm successful. That's why.
After
I got
how many
and
years?
I've been working out, though. So I've been.
How many years you been, like, how many years have you been professionally? Dude, it's like, because it's a lot of people that's on Instagram. Social media makes people think that because they have a following, that they have a following or a future. That's
the world
what
has changed. What happened with younger kids today? They have social media who made them famous, 2 million, which is awesome.
Yeah.
All they got to do now is the talent got to catch up with the publicity.
And they got to translate into money.
They getting money.
They are?
Yo, they getting money. Oh, yes, they are. They getting paid.
To do what?
But they don't have the... But when they get on stage, they get exposed.
Okay, because I'm going to be like, Skeet, who's funny? Because it don't be funny
to me.
Listen,
it don't be funny. But once they hit that stage...
That's where the real...
You see it and you go, whoa.
They think that shit is easy. So, well, thank you so much, T, to the motherfucking K.
Yo, listen to
Kirkland.
Me. I've been
lit.
On a lot of shows.
This is fun. Like
when I say I had a ball, I want to thank the three people in the audience from being here and laughing and falling on the floor and giving me the energy to.
No, we're gonna bring your audience next time, because you could come anytime. Like
I want to come when I drop my album in October.
Okay.
Yeah, when drop my album, I told him to talk about my special.
We'll bring the
might not be Netflix. It might be Amazon. I'm going with the big check. That's what I mean by negotiate. Right now it's Netflix, but Amazon putting a couple zeros on that end. Amazon come through, baby. Motherfucking Amazon.
Hey, and I love Amazon. Shoot, my Prime membership where you get 2-day shipping, you be hyper I know
sure
I do. Thank y'all so much for joining us on the Little Mo Show today.
Skeet
I'm
Carter.
Your girl, Little Mo.
TK, Skeet Carter.
Yes.
To the motherfucking
Shout out to Next Level Publishing. Thank you to you for tuning in, because had it not been for you, then my children couldn't eat, and it's a lot of them motherfuckers.
Yes, it
you
is.
You feel me? Yep, and shout out to the OG Podcast Network, to Cumulus, to... each and every one of you. Make sure you follow me at The Lil Mo Show, just in case you ain't know so.
And you follow me at Comedian Skeet Carter. And also follow TK Kirkland.
At TK_Kirkland.
All right. We out this bitch.
Yes, we are.